Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So maybe you have kids that are playing football right now, and you're starting to wonder in the long term, is it really going to be healthy for them? I mean, you saw Damar Hamlin last year. You see concussion after concussion in the NFL. So you might be asking yourself, like, how healthy is it really for my kids to be playing football?
Or your child's coming to you and wants to play football, and you're on the fence about whether or not you should even allow them to do it.
Coy Wire, who's always been a friend of the Burt Show, personal friend of Kristen's, is on CNN, just did a special with Anderson Cooper called The Whole Story with Anderson Cooper, investigating hard hits. Can football be safe? And Coy's with us this morning. Hey, Coy.
What's up, lovely people?
How are you, my man?
I'm doing well, busier than a one-armed man in a paper-hanging contest.
That's the way I like it.
You know, it's interesting that we're having you back on to talk about this now, because the last time we had you on, we asked you the question, like, as a guy that played in the NFL and had to go through all the injuries, which are detailed a lot in this special, which I watched half of it yesterday, which is really, really great.
You did such a good job, buddy.
You did such a good job, man.
Some of these scary injuries we saw last year have many people questioning again, is football too dangerous? Should we let kids play the game? And my reporting shows that the game is not only safer than it's ever been, it's trending in a direction where it's only going to continue to get safer. All 50 states now have concussion protocols, which I think is super important because that didn't exist before. We're seeing a lot of youth kids wearing guardian caps, where it's these like pillow-like pads that go over top of the helmet. We're seeing some of the things that are happening at the pro level trickle down into the high school and youth levels. I think that's super important. The most important thing is there's an awareness, a cognizance of football is not chess. Football is not basketball. It's a violent game. And I think that's what a lot of people love about it. But also knowing that now and knowing what the potential long-term risks are of the game, we're seeing a mindset shift that coaches and players at the NFL level and down saying, all right, if I see an injury now, come on out of the game. It's okay. You don't have to tough it out. I think those are words that are starting to disappear, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, I have noticed a shift as far as people have treated football players, especially NFLers, like, we're paying you millions of dollars. Go out there and entertain me. But now they're realizing these are humans. Mm-hmm. These are lives that are being dramatically affected by some of these hits. When you went to go back to visit your old high school and you're talking to some of those high school kids, do you see a hesitancy with the parents and the high school kids, or is there still a passion for football like there was before?
There is no doubt a passion. Football is just like, that's why this is important, right? Because it's such a huge thread in the fabric of our culture here in America. 82 of the top 100 most watched television programs last year were NFL games. An additional 5 were college games. I mean, people love their football and kids love playing it. I think it's just pertinent at the NFL level, which our reporting in the documentary shows. We go to a secret lab, if you will, down in Virginia, where they're testing helmets, they're testing shoulder pads, they're testing playing surfaces and different types of cleats and how they interact with the different playing surfaces. And they're publishing in medical journals, and helmets are evolving at 9 times the rate they used to. Again, it's important what the pros are doing because that trickles down. They are the lead that everyone follows. The high school and youth levels will follow. You guys remember ESPN, Bert, back in the day when they had that jacked up, that segment where they show the biggest hits of the week?
Sure.
That was the norm. Like, seeing guys get knocked out cold, that was the norm, and that was part of the culture. Well, again, that culture is shifting. That culture is changing. That type of stuff makes most people cringe now, and that's a good thing.
Coy, I feel like I hear this a lot, so I'm curious as to what you would say to the critics who feel like football is just a dangerous game, period. There's nothing you can really do to make it much safer, and that's why they get paid the money they do. Like, what would you say to the people who feel that way?
I would say you are absolutely right. It is a dangerous game. I wake up a lot of mornings, I feel like I was in a car crash. The game is not for everyone, Mo, but, you know, we each walk the path we've chosen, and that was my passion, and I know it's a passion for so many. Being open and having these deeper conversations like we're having right now, showing with what the documentary digs into is just how safe is it? Well, what's being done? Where is this hundreds of millions of dollars the NFL is using for research? How is it being spent? How is it benefiting? Okay, not the pros. No one goes to play pro. Only like 0.1% of high school kids play pro. Why does that matter to me? Well, because what they're doing is setting the tone and tempo to make it a safer game moving forward.
What would you say to any parents out there who are on the fence about allowing their child to play football?
Something my dad brings up in the documentary, I don't want to give too much away. He says, if I had to do it all over again, I think mom and I would make you play flag football when you're little. Young kids don't have to play contact. These parents don't have to be worried until, wait till they get to high school. Flag football is incredible. You learn the same values and principles and learn techniques of the game, and you save getting hit till later on till your body's a little more developed. I love that.
It's a really, really great show. You might have missed it as it ran on CNN. It's the whole story with Anderson Cooper investigating hard hits. Can football be safe? And Coy is featured in the entire thing. So where can they find it now, Coy?
So it will be living on Max, or HBO Max, if you will, starting October 11th. But if you have cable provider, you should be able to go to the on-demand section of CNN. That's also on any CNN streaming platform.
It's a really great show. You did a really, really great job on it, my dude.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate your time and support and love all the time. Thank you.
Get it. The Burt Show.